Abound Solar manufactured solar panels and was launched with some pretty high expectations. Let's explain a bit more, first of all, about the company and how it failed.
Well, Aaron, Abound was founded in 2007 as a Colorado State University spinoff, and with bipartisan support from members of Congress, it received a $400 million loan guarantee in 2010. This is from the U.S. Department of Energy as part of the Obama administration's stimulus package. It borrowed $70 million on that loan and then declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy in this past July.
What were the consequences of the bankruptcy?
Sadly, the company shuttered facilities in both Larimer and Will counties and laid off more than 400 people. The Department of Energy says that taxpayers are expected to lose $40 to $60 million from this bankruptcy, and there are local investors that were involved that will lose big as well.
Abound Solar blamed competition, unfair competition really, from the Chinese for the company's bankruptcy, didn't they?
Yeah, that's correct. Abound has indeed blamed competition from the Chinese for its failures in various media interviews and testimony before Congress. But China's government has, in fact, supported its solar energy with tens of billions of dollars in subsidies.
Right. So what has the Northern Colorado Business Report found?
Our reporter, Steve Lin, put in a Freedom of Information Act request and found that Abound Solar's problems went far beyond what we've heard. According to the reports that Abound itself submitted to the government, it was experiencing problems with its equipment and solar panels. That, in turn, led to revenue expectations throughout 2011 that never hit their mark.
What other things did Steve uncover?
Rather than pointing to foreign competition, Abound told the Energy Department that it was seeing failures in its bus bars in the solar panels. Bus bars conduct electricity, which I think is the whole point here.
Sure.
The company also said that it had to spend money to recycle panels from the defective bus bars that it had produced in 2010, the year it received the loan guarantee.
So it sounds like Abound knew it had problems with components of its panels when it got the loan guarantee from the Energy Department.
That's exactly what Congress is investigating, Aaron. Lawmakers are now trying to learn what, if anything, the Energy Department knew about Abound Solar's manufacturing problems before it had agreed to the $400 million loan guarantee.
So what have members of Congress found?
Well, these investigations are ongoing, but so far House Republicans have suggested that a report from an engineer indicated performance problems with the Abound Solar's panels 2 months before the DEO closed on the loan guarantee.
Let me just add here, a Department of Energy spokesperson told the Denver Post this week these reports or emails might have been cherry-picked and don't reflect the full truth of the situation. Besides House Republicans, Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck is also investigating, although his office says it's not related to the congressional investigation. What's the nature of his probe?
Yeah, Buck is looking into securities fraud allegations. That investigation includes exploring whether representatives of the company knew that the company's products were defective and then asked people to invest in the company without disclosing the deficiencies.
Well, we'll continue to follow the story as it unfolds. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Jeff Nuttall is publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.